Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 22. Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 22. I'm reading in King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heaven opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered unto him. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nest, and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nest. And straightway he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished of his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Thank you, Lord, for listening. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and blessings received from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Thank you for everlasting love that you allow us with. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessings you have given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials and the problems that you are solving to us. Thank you for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, and answered prayers. We magnify your name and we exalt your name in our midst, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. The Lord says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decisions, pride, anger, hatred, wrong emotions, and selfishness. Cleanse us, O Lord, from the bad effects of sins. Lord, we commit ourselves unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word, to love one another, and to do the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you, and graciously grant our requests and petitions in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the devil, that we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil and guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness. I pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming darts of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in a godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single parents in the church. Lord, help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them and to provide their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us pray now for our job. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work in our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gifts to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren who are in trouble to provide their needs. Lord, protect them. Provide for them and help them. Lord, heal the sick. Give jobs to those jobless. And give wisdom and solution to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be safe. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for a spiritual awakening. Lord, we trust you in your power to save them, to open their eyes, hearts, and minds to the truth of your gospel, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the UAE, the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, the documentation needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, reduce prices of the rent, the water, the electricity, the telephone and internet, the petrol and gas cylinders, and the tax and the penalties on all those places. Lord, prosper all those places, and so we too, your church, will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray for unity and revival in the church, and we pray for all the backsliders to come back to you and join the church once again. Lord, raise and bring more workers to come and join us. We pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread the church congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church cleaning, clinic farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize and make new disciples. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Let us pray for our service. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Yes, O Lord God, we have gathered in this place. We bless your holy name,
yes,
O Lord. Let our soul be continually be communed with you, O Lord, at this very moment as we offer our thanksgiving, our worship, the honor that you only deserve, O Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus. Let's continue to praise and worship the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's believe in every word, in every promise that he has given to us.
I believe the promise.
Thank you, O Lord God, that you have given us the hope. O Lord, we continue to ask thee, O Lord God, that you will give us the joy and the peace in our hearts, O Lord, as you have given us your word. We believe, O Lord, that in you all things are possible. That is your promise, O Lord. With man, it would be impossible, but with you, O Lord God, it is always possible as we put our trust in you. Thank you, O Lord God.
God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace, with a passion in my heart. I desire to sing your presence.
teach us your ways, O God. We pray as you draw us closer.
Teach me your ways, O
today, O Lord God, whatever things that are in our mind, in our heart, that is not pleasing unto your sight, that hinders us to come before you, O Lord, we pray, yes. Cleanse us, O Lord, forgive us, and be with us, O Lord, teach us your ways, we pray, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering unto God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, Lord God, we praise and honor you. Thank you, O God, for all the blessings that you bestow upon your people. And as we give our tithes, offering, and first fruit unto your storehouse, open the windows of heaven, O God. Rebuke the devourer in the lives of your people, and bless them, O God, so that people around us may see that you are the one God, that you are the God who can bless us, O God. Lord, bless this money as a source of your grace and mercy to your people to help and aid them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled, God is Calling You. God is Calling You. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, King James Version. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, that his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou calledst me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you with a grateful heart for this time to hear your word. We ask that the Holy Spirit be with us as we listen to the message today. Speak to us, Father in heaven, and may this message be a source of encouragement and inspiration for us all. Help me, Lord, to read your message with clarity, wisdom, and humility. In Jesus' name, amen. God, every now and then, even we can say continually, he is calling people to worship him and serve him. He was calling here Samuel for a goal and for a purpose. There were certain circumstances at the time of Samuel that dictated and mandated the call of God to Samuel as the following. Number one, in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Why the word of the Lord was rare or precious? Because there was no one who was willing to listen, obey, and walk in the ways of the Lord. When God will find people willing to listen, then God will speak. But when people neglect God and what he says to them, then God will remain silent. God will speak when people are humble and not arrogant, as his word says. Psalms chapter 25, verse 9. Psalms chapter 25, verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. God speaks to warn the people. Job chapter 33, verses 14 to 17. Job chapter 33, verses 14 to 17. For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from him. God would speak to warn, and he wants people to listen. Number two, in those days, there were not many visions. There was no open vision. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. There was no open vision. Why there were not many visions or no open vision? In fact, God will give clear visions to those who are willing to listen and obey his word. Therefore, when people are disobedient and not willing to listen to God, then you will find them without vision. And as a consequence of lack of vision, we find people moving in disorder and without any plan. Sometimes you find people have incomplete or incorrect visions. These are in fact not God's vision, but their own ambitions and plans. With disobedient generation, you will not find clear vision in their lives. Number three, spiritual blindness and stagnation. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was laid down in his usual place. That does not reflect only the physical condition of the priest being weak inside, but a symbol for the low spiritual status of the office of priesthood. As we know that Eli's children were corrupted, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Beliah. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook broke up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth. Then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Not only that, but they were immoral. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Eli heard about all those things. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 23 to 25. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 23 to 25. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Yes, he spoke to them and they did not respond to him, but he did not do anything about it to restrain his children and inflict on them the punishment for their sins. Therefore, God decided to judge him by removing him from the place and the office he assigned for him, and inflicted him and his family with all the following affliction, as he was informed by the man of God whom the Lord sent to him. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 to 36. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27 to 36. And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the cheapest of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith, I said, indeed, that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house, and thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation in all the wealth which God shall give Israel. And there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thine heart. And all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and approach to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Listen, church, when we fail to discipline our families, children, disciples, and workers, then we are igniting the wrath of God against us. Therefore, we need to apply discipline and deal with sin, and those who sin properly to God's wrath will move far away from us. Number four, somebody should stand for God. With such corrupted setup, then God's law should be restored and brought back into the reality and applied in the life of the people. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 3. And ere the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. For sure God would do something to restore things to what ought to be. Therefore, as Samuel was available there, and God found in him the criteria that he was looking for, then he called him. We read in the scripture the child Samuel. When we speak about the child, we mean is what we can see and found in children. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In a child or a boy, we can found the following. Letter A, pure and clean heart. In the heart of the child, there should be no malice, no politics, and no manipulation. For God to call you, He wants to see the same in your life and heart. God wants us to be pure in motive, and our heart's desire are noble and clean. God wants someone who is with a clean heart, so He can open what is in his heart to him. Letter B, faith and full trust in God. When you speak with a child, he would believe everything that you would tell him. In the same way, God wants us to have a deep faith and full trust and to surrender to him. God wants you to believe in him even for the impossible. Letter C, full dedication to God. Samuel was dedicated by his mother to the Lord. His mother was barren, and she promised the Lord that if he would give her a child, she would dedicate him to the Lord. God wants people fully dedicated to him and to serve him wholeheartedly. Good point here to those who are parents, that you need to dedicate yourselves and your children to the Lord, that your children would be raised up in knowledge and the fear of God. All of us, we want a good future for our children. We want them to be prosperous and successful in their lives. Therefore, we need to raise them up in God's presence, and the Lord himself shall bless them and prosper them. Truly, if we will do that, then they will grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. The word of God admonished us with the following, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The future of our children is in our hands, so we need to be faithful to what God had entrusted to us. Who would think that the child Samuel one day, he will be the leader, the judge, and the deliverer that God will use to save Israel? The same for you today. God is calling you to do something for him. Yeah. And he wants you to be ready and respond to his call. God continually calls and chooses people to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. He calls them to be his witness to all men of what they have seen and heard. God calls people because somebody has to do the work faithfully and efficiently for his name to be glorified and lifted up. God had called Samuel when things in Israel went wrong and in the direction that God did not want it to be. At that time, God was looking for somebody to be the mouthpiece and the trumpet of God to declare his will in full to the people. At that time, God found Samuel, and so he called him. He was a small boy, but it does not matter the age of the individual, but his response to God's call and his willingness to be transformed, acquire good characters, and accept responsibilities that shall bring the difference. God calls people in whatever age they are. He calls the young, and this what the word of God admonishes us. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. God called Samuel here while he was a child. It does not matter the age of the person, but if he is willing to obey and follow, then God's choice for him will be fruitful. God had called David, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Timothy while they were young in age, and they responded to God's call. God, as well as, may call people who are old in age. For example, God called Moses while he was old in age. Moses was 80 years old when God called him, and he entrusted him with a big task to deliver his people and lead them out of the land of slavery. God called Abraham at the age of 75 years old for a long journey of faith, and he called Noah at the age of 500 years old to build a big ark for God. When God called Samuel, as we read in Samuel chapter 3, he called him with his name. What we understand here, when God is calling somebody, he is not calling him haphazardly, but he is calling him by his name. When God is calling us, he is calling us specifically and by our names. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Also, we can read the following: when God called Jacob, that he called him by his names, Israel and Jacob. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 10. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The same we can also read in Isaiah 43:1 that God was calling Jacob by his name. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Listen, God's call is specific for you and by your name. Samuel was not aware when the Lord was calling him. For the first three instances, when God was calling him, he was rushing toward Eli the priest, thinking that the priest Eli was the one who called him. The priest Eli realized that God was calling Samuel, so he instructed him of what he needed to do. 1 Samuel chapter 3, 8 and 9. 1 Samuel chapter 3, 8 and 9. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli, and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Sometimes you think that people are calling you, and you think that your service is directed toward people, but that is not correct. God came to Samuel calling him four times, and every time he was calling him twice by his name, as we read here, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, and the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. So in total, 8 times, God was calling Samuel by his name. Listen, the voice of God and the calling of God is behind your ministry. And all what you are doing, your calling is in the midst of spiritual and religious failures. And God wants to do through you certain radical and critical changes. You are called to fulfill God's purpose in your generation. Don't be reluctant. Don't be afraid. And do not doubt. Instead, tell God, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. There might be a spiritual blindness around you, and that is why you are not aware of your calling and what God wants you to be and to do. But you must be aware of that now and be able to hear and recognize his voice in the midst of the disorder and confusion that is going on around you. You might be even being suppressed with the surrounding religious and the non-religious worldly system that you are part of. But now you must be vigilant, having the full faith and the trust in God that he who called you is faithful and will be able to support you, equip you, and protect you. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his word fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. As the Lord was with Samuel and enabled him and protected him, he will also be with you, and he will uphold you with his grace to fulfill what he had asked you to do and to be. And finally, the people will recognize that God is calling you, and you will be attested for the ministry that he entrusted to you to do. God will continue to reveal to you himself and the steps that he wants you to take through his word that you read in the Bible. So you will be guided by the Holy Spirit and instructed by his word going forward to fulfill the call of God in your life. My dear and beloved, don't be afraid from the wrong things that are going on around you. The Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. God has a good plan for you to prosper you. God had sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins to save us and to give us eternal life. Trust him fully and accept his call to you in your life, for this is your blessing from him. Therefore, tell him, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Let us now stand in his presence till God. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Listen to God now and what he wants to tell you, and the ministry and the works that he wants you to do for him. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, I commit my life and my ways in your hand. Make me the person that you want me to be. Lord Jesus, as you died on the cross for my sins, here am I today. I dedicated myself and respond to you with full trust, faith, and surrender my life, yes, and my will in your hand. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Lord, take me and mold me in the way that you want me to be, and help me to stand firm and do the call that you entrusted to me to do.
Yes.
This I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your lack of faith and your lack of trust in God. Repent of your doubts, fear, and stubbornness. Repent of your corruption, worldliness, and the love of money. Repent of your lust and immoralities. Repent of your greed and love of money. Repent of your non-willingness to stand firm and to serve God and suffer for him. Repent of your lack of fear of God and living and doing your own ways, will, and plans. Repent of your worldliness and your yoke with non-believers and many friends. Repent of wasting your time and spoiling your mind with the media. Repent of your lack of reading God's word in the Bible and studying the scripture, and your lack of prayer. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and committed themselves to respond to your call in their lives. Lord, anoint them with the Holy Spirit. Give them the spiritual gifts that they need in their ministry and your word to declare to whom you are sending. Lord, protect them and provide for them all their needs so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us as your church to continue to spread your word and to declare your will to the people around us and under our care. Lord, help us to stand firm against all corruption and compromises that are widely spread, and lead us to bring the differences that you want to see in the life of your church. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and lead us and enable us to reach new people, making new disciples and training new workers, and to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, I pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, bless and increase all our ministries and prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come to take us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and free us from harm so we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning.